This recent wave of relief across the retail side of things, it's giving way to a sense of foreboding ahead of Black Friday as the holiday shopping season kicks off. Joining us now to discuss all this is Poonam Goyal, senior US e-commerce and retail analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Now, Poonam, what's the thinking here, really?
Yeah, I think it comes all back down to deals, right? Shoppers are awaiting the deals that are about to come. We were in stores earlier today, and I'll be honest, you know, a lot of the stores said this is our deal for the next 5 days. So it'll be interesting to see what additional deals get added. We know Walmart and Target have some specific Black Friday deals, and so will Amazon. But the mall look to have already set for Black Friday.
Maybe just pent-up demand, particularly in an age where we've been living through a pandemic and a lot of the brick-and-mortar business has suffered as a consequence. E-commerce, sure, not a problem with that. But talk to me a little bit about what we learned this week when Best Buy reported. The stock was up yesterday nearly 13%. And then on top of that, it was Abercrombie and Fitch with a 21% gain in those shares. And American Eagle joined in as well with a 18% move. So these numbers, even before we get to the fourth quarter, the numbers for Q3 were above estimates.
Yeah, I think you're really seeing a mixed batch here. For the retailers that you mentioned, it is somewhat pent-up demand. If you think about where we spent our money over the last few years during the pandemic, it wasn't really on apparel when you think of the teen retailers, right? If it was apparel, you were buying sweatpants and more comfortable clothes, yoga pants, et cetera. So people are going out more. They're traveling. They're going out to eat. They're going to shows. They're spending money on themselves. And as they do that, they want a new wardrobe. So that's helping apparel retailers to a large extent this year.
Well, the thing is, how, you know, is this indicative of a bigger picture, or is it a one-off in your view, Poonam?
I think it's really mixed. You know, we heard from TJX too, and they said they had strong apparel sales, but their home good division continues to not do well. We also heard from other retailers like Target, right, where inventory was a big issue and markdowns. So I think it really goes retailer by retailer. Where there's excess inventory, you're going to see more issues. Where inventory is getting right-sized and where they have the right product, they're able to sell it because the consumer is spending. They're just watching where they spend and how they spend. So it's just a little bifurcated right now.
So are they still working off inventory that was accumulated during the pandemic? There was a piece in the South China Morning Post indicating that the China, there's already a drop in U.S. exports to the U.S., and I'm wondering whether or not some of that is because U.S. retailers still have bloated inventory that they're beginning or they're still unwinding.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. Keep in mind, last year at this time, we didn't have enough inventory. And as that inventory started to trickle in earlier this year, it almost all came at the same time, in addition to the new orders, right, that they placed for the spring. So, and demand started to pull back a little. So it was like the perfect storm for the retailers where they had inventory from the prior year, from this year, and then a small pullback in demand. All of that together, way too much inventory. They're still trying to work through it, many of them. They did take steeper markdowns, and they will continue to do so to make sure that they end the season clean, because that's really important heading into 2023 after the holidays.
What's the kind of balance like between, let's say, the luxury end and the mass market end?
Luxury is still on fire. I mean, when you look at the really high-end retailers, they're doing very, very well. Demand is high. They're passing along price increases. They're being accepted. Luxury is doing very well. Mass is a bit of a mixed story. It really comes back down to inventory. We saw the difference in Target and Walmart's results just recently, where Walmart did better because it was in a better inventory position. It had taken its markdown, cleared the inventory it needed to, while Target was still working through it. So I think there's demand. They'll benefit from trade down to a certain extent. But if the value consumer pulls back in a meaningful way, they are at risk. And Target's more discretionary than Walmart. So, you know, that kind of hurts it in a value scheme when consumers are trading down.
Well, to your point about the outlook, it was curious. Yesterday, the head of the Kansas City Fed, Esther George, was saying, you know, there is still so much ample U.S. savings right now, and that's going to help support household spending. I take your point that people are beginning to move into areas that they haven't been comfortable occupying, and I'm talking about travel and maybe entertainment venues outside of the home. And to your point, too, that people need to be clothed to be able to have these experiences in ways that they were not clothed during the pandemic. So is there a point that we should be concerned about in the future where savings begin to dwindle and people begin to become a little more conservative in their spending?
I think the savings have already dwindled. If you look at the savings rate from where we were 2 years ago, it's more than half of that. It's under 4%, the savings rate today. And we are seeing the effect of that in the value stream, right? That's where there's been trade down, where consumers are pulling back. We haven't seen it at luxury, but the value shopper is definitely challenged with inflation and tipping into their savings to meet their day-to-day needs.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? And so that's having a profound impact. Now, Poonam, this may be just off topic a little bit, but are you seeing a difference in where these items, I'm just going to talk basically about apparel, clothing, where's it being made? Is it still dominated by China?
So there has been a shift in sentiment by retailers, and it's not just through the pandemic. Even before the pandemic, retailers tried to diversify a little out of China, whether it was going to Vietnam, Bangladesh, or even South America. And that shift continued to be more aggressive during the pandemic when, China was clearly under lockdown and it impacted production. Is China less of a dependence for apparel retailers today than it was 5 years ago? Yes. But is it enough of less of a dependence that, they can live without China? Absolutely not. China is still one of the largest producing countries for many apparel retailers, including Nike and Adidas.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they'll ever be able to go entirely away from China. Yes, they can diversify a little, but China's still going to be producing garments for us to consume for at least, next few years, if not longer.
So much money was invested beginning in the 1990s, factories in China producing clothing and apparel items. Now, we know that labor costs are rising on the mainland, and maybe that's one of the reasons that we have seen some of these companies source elsewhere. Poonam Goyal, thank you so much for being with us here on Daybreak Asia.